今天我的讲题是无限的恩典。
The topic for today's preaching is unlimited grace.
我今天的经文就是《路加福音》第十五章第四节到第十节。
And the scripture is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 4 through 10.
所以如果你有圣经的话，你把圣经打开到这段经文。
So please open up your Bible to this passage.
那么当我分享这个信息的时候，我会提到这些这段经文的这段经文里面的经文。
And so as I'm sharing in the preaching, I'm going to be referring back to this passage.
所以我把这段经文的主题命为无限的恩典。
So I give the topic to the scripture called Unlimited Grace.
我认识一位弟兄。
I know of a brother.
那么在十年前的时候，他被派到阿拉巴马的一个城市在那边上班。
About 10 years ago, he was sent to a city in Alabama.
那么在那里，他跟太太参加一间华人教会。
And there he and his wife joined a Chinese church.
那么当地有大学还有学院。
And in that place there are universities and colleges.
那么因此教会就参与这个学生的事工。
And so the church is active in the college ministry.
那么希望把这个福音传给这些学生们。
And they're hoping to share the gospel with the students.
那每一年教会的弟兄姐妹都帮忙接待这些新来的学生。
And every year, the brothers and sisters in the church would help welcome these new students.
那么有一次他们就带了一群的新学生到离开教会大概有一个半小时的一个地方。
So one time they brought all these students and took them to a place about an hour and a half away from the city.
那么这个地方它的环境相当的优美。
The place it was very nice.
好像一个公园一样。
It's kind of like a park.
那么当天大家玩得非常的开心。
And that day they enjoy themselves.
有吃又有玩。
They have food and they also have games.
然后玩到大概下午四点多的时候，他们就启程回家。
So about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they packed up and go home.
我们差不多要回到家的时候。
And as they are almost getting back to home.
然后有一位从中国来的女学生这么说。
There was a female student from China said.
她失去了她的手表。
She has lost her watch.
她还说这个手表是她妈妈送给她的。
And she said the watch was given to her by her mother.
价值7000块钱。
And it's about $7,000.
$7,000. 带领这些学生到这个地方的一个弟兄。
So the leader of the group, the brother of the church.
也就是刚才我所说，我认识那位弟兄。
And this is the brother that I know.
和另外一位弟兄就在想。
And together with another brother, they thought.
那怎么办呢？
Well, what are we going to do?
那么已经回到家了。
We are already home.
那么天就要黑了。
And it's getting dark.
那么就算开车回去找，可能也找不到，因为天已经黑了。
Even if we turn around and go back, we would not be able to find anything because it would be dark by then.
所以他们就为了这件事情来祷告。
And so they pray for this.
我决定明天一大早的时候就去找。
And so they decided they would leave early in the morning to go back and look for it.
所以明天五点多的时候，天还没有亮的时候，他们就启程。
So at the dawn, the next day, about 5:30 or so, they left the house.
我到那里的时候刚好天亮。
And so as they reached the destination, the sky was getting lighter.
我到了那里，他们从车子下来。
And as they get down from the car,
我走了不远，突然间看到那个手表。
They walk just a little distance and they saw the watch.
那么那个时候心里面感到非常的高兴。
So they were delighted.
找到了。
They have found the watch.
所以回家就把这个手表交给这位中国来的女学生。
So they returned the watch to this female student from China.
当然她很开心啊。
Of course she was overjoyed.
因为这个7000块钱的手表被找到了。
Because this watch that is worth $7,000 has been found.
我想如果那个手表是你的，你肯定会也很开心。
So I think if the watch was yours, you would have been very happy too.
所以不止她自己感到欢喜快乐。
Not only was she, did she feel happy.
大家都为她欢喜快乐。
The rest of the group was happy for her.
其实在路加福音第15章有两个类似的故事。
In Luke chapter 15 recorded two similar stories.
主耶稣在这里讲了两个比喻。
Jesus have talked about two parables here.
一个就是迷失羊的比喻。
One is the parable of the lost sheep.
另外一个就是这个失去这个银钱的比喻。
And the other is the parable of the lost coins.
所以让我们来看这段经文。
So let's look at the scripture.
路加福音第15章第4节其实到第10节。
So, Luke chapter 15, 4 to 10.
你们中间谁有100只羊失去一只，不把这99只撇在旷野去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢？
What man among you, if he has 100 sheep and has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open pasture and go after the one which is lost until he finds it?
找着了就欢欢喜喜的刚在圈上回到家里。就请朋友邻居来对他们说，我失去的羊已经找到了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。
When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost.
我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜。效比为99个不同悔改的义人欢喜更大。
I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance.
或是一个富人有10块钱，若失落一块，岂不点上灯，打扫屋子，细细的找，直找到吗？
Or what woman, if she has 10 silver coins and loses 1 coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it?
找着了，就请朋友邻舍来对他们说，我失落的那块钱已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。
When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin which I had lost.
我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
In the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
而主耶稣讲这两个比喻的时候
，When Jesus talk about these parables，
那目的就是要回应法利赛人和文士对他的指责。
The purpose is to reply to, the accusation of the Pharisees and the scribes.
因为在路加福音第十五章第二节这么说。
Because in verse 2 of the same chapter it says,
法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他吃饭。
Both the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble, saying,This man receives sinners and eats with them.
那法利赛人跟文士指责耶稣接待这些所谓的罪人。
So the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling about Jesus eating and befriending the sinners.
而且跟他们一起吃饭。
And that he was having a meal with them.
在当时的文化。
And in the culture back then,
一个人坐下来跟另外一个人吃饭的话，表示他认同和接纳。
In the culture back then, when you sit down and have a meal with somebody, it represents that you agree and also accept them.
那么既然耶稣跟这些所谓的罪人坐在一起吃饭，
And so since Jesus sat down with these so-called sinners,
那么表示他认同和接纳他们所做的。
It just means that he accept what they did in their lives.
那法利赛人连接近他们都不肯。
The Pharisees would refuse to be even near these people.
那不要说跟他们一起吃饭。
Let alone eating with them.
那么按照他们的律法，法利赛人很小心地保持自己不受到玷污。
And according to the law, the Pharisees would spend much time to make sure that they would not be touched by these people.
那么但是主耶稣所说的跟法利赛人完全的相反。
But what Jesus said is in complete opposite to what the Pharisees did.
好，为了说明主耶稣为什么要跟这些罪人在一起，他讲了这两个比喻。
And in order to explain why Jesus spent time with these sinners, he used two parables.
那么首先让我们来看这个寻找失去一个羊的比喻。
So let's first look at the parable of the lost sheep.
在第四节耶稣说，你们中间谁有一百只羊，失去一只，不把九十九只撇在旷野去找失去羊直到找着呢？
What man among you, if he has 100 sheep and has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open pasture and go after the one which is lost until he finds it?
所以这个比喻说，一个牧羊人去找那个失去的羊，直找到为止。
So in the parable, it talks about the shepherd going to look after that one lost sheep until he finds it.
那么在这个巴勒斯坦地带这个牧羊人和羊是经常可以看到的。
And in the Palestine area, you can often see the shepherds with his sheep.
有些人看低这些牧羊人。
Some people would look down upon these shepherds.
但是这个职分却是有个尊贵的历史。
But this position actually has an honorable history.
那么大卫王是他们家族里面的一个牧羊童。
King David was a shepherd of their family.
那么在旧约圣经里面，耶和华神被看为是以色列人的一个牧人。
And in the Old Testament, Jehovah God was looked upon as the shepherd of the Israelites.
所以在以赛亚书第40章第11节这么说。
So in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 11 it says,
他必向牧人牧养自己的羊群，用膀臂聚集羊羔抱在怀中，慢慢地引导那奴养小羊的。
Like a shepherd, he will lead his flock. In his arm, he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes.
还有在以西结书34章15节到16节也这么说。
It was also said in Ezekiel 34:15-16.
主耶和华说，我必亲自做我羊的牧人，使他们得以躺卧。
I will feed my flock and I will lead them to rest, declares the Lord God.
受赏的我必寻找，被猪的我必领回，受伤的我必缠裹，有病的我必医治，只是肥的壮的我必除灭，也要我不晓得念那个字什么。秉公牧羊他们。
I will seek the lost, bring back the scattered, bind up the broken, and strengthen the sick. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with judgment.
以赛亚先知在53章第6节也这么说。
The prophet Isaiah also said this in chapter 53.
我们如同羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们罪人的罪孽都归在他身上。
All of us like sheep have gone astray, each of us has turned to his own way, but the Lord has caused the iniquity of us, all of us to fall on him.
所以主耶稣以一个牧羊人和羊来说了这个比喻。
So Jesus used a parable about the shepherd and the sheep.
那么一位牧羊人有一百只羊。
This shepherd has 100 sheep.
啊，不见了一只。
He lost one.
就把其他99只留在旷野。
And so he left the 99 in the pasture.
然后出去找那个失去的一只羊。
And he go and look for the lost one.
直找到为止。
Until he finds it.
那么一般的羊群。
And normally for a group of sheep.
啊，通常都有一百只。
They usually is in a group of 100.
所以牧羊人在傍晚的时候，羊群回家的时候。
And so as the shepherd is leading the group back,
啊，他都会数算这些羊群。
He will usually count them.
那确定没有羊失去。
To make sure that none is lost.
如果有羊失去的话，他必定会出去去找这个失去的羊。
And if there's a lost one, he would definitely go and find it.
羊是一种群体的一种动物。
Sheep lives in a group.
那么他们聚在一起，活在一起。
And they live together, they gather together.
所以当一只羊离开这个羊群的时候，
So when a sheep is separated from the group,
他会感到很迷惑。
He would feel lost.
那他就会坐下来不肯动。
And he would sit down and won't move.
然后等待牧羊人来把他带回家去。
To wait for the shepherd to come and pick him up.
所以迷失的羊不会回家的。
So a lost sheep will not find its own way home.
我知道狗迷失了他会回家，不是全部的狗了。
I know some dogs, when they're lost, they will find their way home.
啊，至少我以前在乡下里面养的狗，把它丢到三公里的地方，它还会回家。
I know when I used to live in the village, when we dropped the dog off in the forest, he will find his way home.
然后迷失的羊不会自己回家。
And lost sheep will not find his way home.
所以因此牧羊人必定要去把它找回来。
And therefore the shepherd has to go find it.
那么当然牧羊人不是把这99只羊丢在旷野。
And of course, the shepherd doesn't just leave the 99 in the wilderness.
然后去寻找这失去的一只羊。
And he'll go find the lost sheep.
那么很可能他有一个牧羊童跟他暂时看管这些羊群。
Probably the shepherd has a young boy that is with him that will look after the sheep.
或者有其他的牧羊人帮他把羊群带回家。
Or maybe there are other shepherds that will lead the rest of the group home.
那其实在1949年的时候，有一件类似的事情发生。
In 1947, there's a similar incident.
啊，发生在靠近这个死海的那个山洞里。
And it happened, near a cave, in a cave near the Dead Sea.
那么一位牧羊童离开他的羊群。
This shepherd boy left his group of sheep.
啊，把他的羊群交给两位牧羊人。
He left his sheep with two other shepherds.
然后出去寻找那个失去的羊。
And then he left to go look for this one lost sheep.
那么刚好在山洞里面，他发现历代以来最有名的那个死海古卷。
And so in the cave, he discovered the famous Dead Sea Scroll.
所以主耶稣讲了这个迷羊的这个比喻。
So Jesus used this parable of the lost sheep.
那么后来他讲了另外一个比喻。
And then he followed with another parable.
也就是这个银钱的比喻。
And it is the parable of the lost coin.
所以在15章第8节主耶稣这么说。
So in verse 8, Jesus said,
他说或是一个富人有十块钱，若赤落一块，岂不点上灯，打扫屋子，细细的找，直找到什么？
Or what woman, if she has 10 silver coins and loses one coin, does not light a lampand sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it.
那同样的这个比喻说，
And in the same way this parable said,
有一个富人在屋子里面寻找一个失去的银钱。
This woman was searching for a lost coin in her house.
那只找到为止。
Until she finds it.
银钱如果你去看圣经的原文的话，它是 drama。
And in the original language, the coin is drama or drachma.
这个是希腊文哦。那么这个字出现在第八节、第九节。
This word appeared in verses 8 and 9.
那么在当时一个 drama 等于一个 denarius。
And at that time, a drachma equals to a denarius.
那么一个工人一天的工资。
And that's the wage of a day's work.
那么有些圣经学者说，这个一位妇女一天的工资只有半个 drachma。
And some theologians said for a woman, her wage would be half a drachma.
然后比男人的工资少了一半。
And it is half the wage of a man.
因为在古代的社会这个是有可能的。
And in the, back then, this is possible.
因为特别是那些需要劳力的工作。
Especially those, that require hard labor.
因为男人的体力比较壮。
Because,
所以因此他的工资比较高。
Physically, man is stronger and so his wage is higher.
那其实不知在古代，我记得我父亲在做耕种的时候。
Actually, not only back then, when my father was farming.
我记得男工比女工的工钱比较高。
I remember he paid the man, higher than the woman's.
在加利利的地方，这些妇女她们都相当的贫苦。
And in the Galilee, in the Galilean area, the women are poor.
然后这位妇女被看为是一位贫穷的人。
So this woman was looked upon as a poor person.
那么失去一个银钱对于她来说不是一个小事。
To lose a coin to her is not a small matter.
那么如果一天的工资只不过是半个银钱。
So if a day's wage is only half a coin,
那么一个银钱就等于两天的工资。
Then a coin equals to 2 days' wage.
两天的工资特别是那些用劳力赚来的钱。
For the wages of 2 days, especially when you work hard, as a hard laborer.
不是那么简单。
It's not simple.
所赚来的钱可以说是血汗钱啊。
What she had earned is probably blood, sweat, and tear.
我在初中念书的时候
When I was, in middle school,
我放假的时候就去做锄地的工作。
When I was on break, I would go and work as a dirt digger.
然后这份工作很辛苦。
It's very difficult.
天还没有亮的时候我就离开家到这个工厂去。
Before the sun rises, I would go and be in the field.
我早上大概七点多就开始工作。
So it starts around 7 o'clock in the morning.
那么一直锄到下午两三点。
I will keep digging all day until about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
那么太阳的暴晒还有炎热的天气使到我的衣服都湿透了。
The hot sun and the hot weather cause, sweat to just soak my clothing.
那么所得来的工资只不过是两块钱。
And what I earned that day is only $2.
那虽然是两块钱，但是是血汗钱啊。
Even though it's only $2, but I earned it with my sweat.
那么如果我失去的话，我心里面一定会很心疼。
If I lost that money, I think I would be very, very upset.
所以这位妇女她失去一个银钱。
So this woman lost a coin.
然后心里必定很焦急。
She must be very worried.
所以她想尽办法把它找回来。
So she used all her method to try to find that coin.
当时的这个屋子是没有窗口的。
So the house at that time doesn't have much window.
如果有的话都是小小的窗口。
And the window, if they have it, is very small.
那么因此屋子里面很黑暗。
So inside the house is pretty dark.
必须点灯才可以看见。
Have to, light a lamp.
那点灯不一定能够找到的。
And even if you light a lamp, you may not be able to find it.
所以在第八节它必须要打扫屋子。
So in verse 8 it says she also have to sweep the house.
那我小时候住在乡村里面一个很简陋的一个屋子。
When I was young, I lived in a very simple hut.
没有电流。
There is no electricity.
屋子里面非常的黑暗。
And it's very dark inside the house.
然后有时掉了一个银钱。
Sometimes if I lost a coin.
或者一枚针啊。
Or a needle.
必须 用这个扫把来到处扫。
We have to sweep the house.
啊，只找到那个银钱或者针为止。
To be able to find the coin or the needle.
所以这节经文说，这位妇人点了一个灯。
So in this verse it says the woman light a lamp.
然后打扫这个屋子，很细心的去找。
And sweep the house and search carefully.
啊，只找到为止。
Until she finds it.
那么可见这个失去的银钱对于她来说是多么的重要。
So we can see that this coin is very important to this woman.
所以无论是牧羊人或者这位妇女。
So whether it is the shepherd or this woman.
所以当她找到这个失去的羊或者这个银钱的时候。
When he found the sheep or when she finds the coin.
都感到欢喜快乐。
They were happy, they were joyful.
所以当牧羊人找到他失去的羊的时候。
So when the shepherd found his lost sheep.
啊，这段经文说。
The scripture said.
找着了就欢欢喜喜的刚在圈上回到家里就请朋友临时来对他们说。我失去的羊已经找着了你们和我一同欢喜吧。
When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost.
所以牧羊人把这个找到的羊把它扛在肩膀上。
So the shepherd lays the sheep on his shoulder.
那把它带回家。
And he brought him home.
那可能这个羊失去这么久已经没有力气了。
So maybe since the sheep was lost for a period of time, he's weak.
所以必须把他扛在肩膀上。
So he must, lay him on his shoulders.
其实把他扛在肩膀上也表示这个牧羊人对这个羊的爱护。
And actually, when he lays the sheep on his shoulders, may represent how much he loved this lamb.
那么同样的，这个妇人当她失去找到这个银钱的时候。
And similarly, when the woman found this lost coin,
啊，这里说找着了就请朋友临时来对他们说我失落那块钱已经找着了你们和我一同欢喜吧。
When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin which I had lost.
所以牧羊人找到这个失去的钱之后。
When the shepherd found the lost sheep,
感到欢喜快乐。
He will rejoice.
啊，不单自己感到欢喜快乐，还请别人来跟他一起欢喜快乐。
Not only did he rejoice by himself, he also asked neighbors and friends to come and rejoice with him.
那同样的，这个妇人当他找到这个银钱的时候
，And similarly, when the woman found his lost coin,
啊，他也请了他的邻舍和朋友们来跟他一起欢喜快乐。
He calls together his friend and his neighbors to rejoice with her.
那么可见找到这个失去的羊和这个银钱是一个大事情。
And so you can see, to be able to find the lost sheep, sheep or the lost coin is a big deal.
所以当找到这个七千块钱的手表的时候。
And so when they found this watch that is worth $7,000.
那位中国来的女学生感到欢喜快乐。
The, female student from China rejoice.
不单他自己欢喜快乐大家都欢喜快乐。
Not only was she happy, the rest of the group was happy for her.
其实这首诗歌奇异恩典你们都知道是 John Newton 写的。
You know, the hymn Amazing Grace was written by John Newton.
John Newton 曾经是一个迷失的人。
John Newton was a lost soul.
但是他后来被主耶稣找到了。
But later he was found by Jesus.
那么因着这个缘故他写了这首诗歌。
Because of that, he wrote this song.
那么诗歌的第一节跟第四节描述到他被找到所带来那种喜乐。
And in verse 1 and 4 describe how much joy he has in his heart when he found Jesus.
奇异恩典何点甘甜我罪已得赦免。
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
前我世上经被寻肥瞎眼经得看见。
I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see.
将来许年圣徒欢聚，恩光爱已千年。你知道我为什么没有把英文放上去？
There's no English translation, and he's asking, why do you think I did not put it there?
因为英文的翻译跟中文不一样。
Because the English translation and the Chinese translation is different.
那你就翻译。
So in the millennium, when believers gather together in God's love, there is unspeakable joy, and before God's throne,We have unspeakable joy before God's throne, and I look forward today to come quickly.
所以我喜欢这个中文版的。
I like the Chinese translation.
因为这个 John Newton, 他当他被耶稣找到的时候
，Because when John Newton was found by Jesus,
他说带来那种充满那种喜乐。
It also bring forth unspeakable joy.
所以这两个比喻的意义是什么
？So what is the meaning of these two parables？
让我们来看这段经文第七节跟第十节。
Let us look at verse 7 and verse 10。
那么十五章第七节，我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，脚比为99个不同悔改的义人欢喜更大。
I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance.
还有第十节，主耶稣说，我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
And he continued in verse 10, In the same way I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
那么这两节经文证明神看重一个悔改的人。
These two verses tell us that God thinks that finding a sinner who repents is important.
因为在天上，在神使者的面前都为他欢喜快乐。
Because in heaven and the angels of God all rejoice because he repents.
那么对于神来说，一个人悔改是重大的事情。
To God, a person's repentance is of utmost importance.
虽然是一个人，神看重他。
Even though it's just one person, God still, think it's important.
所以当主耶稣跟这些税吏还有这些罪人在一起的时候。
So when Jesus was gathered around with the sinners and the tax collectors.
跟他们一起吃饭。
And he had meals with them.
目的就是要把救恩带给他们。
The purpose is to bring them the gospel.
所以根据马可福音第二章第十六节第十七节这么说。
So according to Mark chapter 2 verses 16 and 17.
那法利赛人中的文士看见耶稣和罪人必税吏一同吃饭，就对他门徒说。
When the scribes of the Pharisees saw that he was eating with the sinners and tax collectors, they said to his disciples,
他和税吏比罪人一同吃饭啊吃喝吗
？Why is he eating and drinking with tax collectors and sinners？
那么耶稣听见就对他们说：健康的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本是要招义人，乃是招罪人。
And hearing this, Jesus said to them, It is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
是不是如果你没有病你会去找医生吗
Isn't that right? If you are not sick, you wouldn't go and see a doctor.
因为主耶稣来到这个世界上不是为了义人
Jesus come to earth not for the righteous.
而是为了所有的罪人
But it's for all the sinners.
他要在万人中寻找那些愿意悔改的人。
He has come to seek those who are willing to repent.
把他们从这个罪恶中拯救出来。
And to save them out of sin.
所以迷羊的比喻和这个事前的比喻显露了神的一个属性。
And so these two parables, the parables of the lost sheep and the parables of the lost coin, tells us about God's attribute.
这两个比喻显出神的恩典。
and it's show of God's grace.
那神不计较人那种过犯。
It doesn't matter to God of man's sin.
我们一心一意的把它找回来。
But he's willing to seek them.
那神不是被动的。
God is not passive.
神是主动的把找去寻找这些失落的人。
God actively seeks the sinners.
那无论他们多么失落，神都会把他们找回来。
No matter how lost they are, God will find them.
所以这两个比喻强调神那个无限的恩典。
So these two parables shows of God's unlimited grace.
神的恩典可以从他的态度表现出来。
His grace can be shown forth by his attitude.
所以当一个人悔改的时候，
So when a person repents,
在天上都要为他欢喜快乐。
Heavens will rejoice for him.
因为神毫无保留地接纳一个愿意悔改的人。
Because God unconditionally accepts one who repents.
那无论如何，神是主动者。
So no matter what, God is the active one.
因为人的悔改只不过是回应神的恩典。
Because man's repentance is only a response to God's grace.
救恩完全是神的作为。
Salvation is completely of God.
但是神必须要回应神的邀请。
But man must respond to God's invitation.
那么因此一个人得救必须要悔改。
So for man to be saved, he must repent.
所以主耶稣那个无限的恩典是我们应当模仿的。
Jesus' limited grace is something we should take it as an example.
主耶稣如何对待人？
How Jesus treat people?
应当成为我们生活里面的一个方针和准则。
It should be a direction and a goal in our lives.
在福音书里面，我们看到主耶稣不单与那些罪人在一起吃饭。
And in the book of in the Gospels, we see that Jesus not only have meals with the sinners.
也经常看到主耶稣医治那些有病的人。
He often healed those who are sick.
被鬼附身的人。
Those who are possessed.
和那些被社会排斥的人。
And those who are looked down upon by society.
我想我们应当学习耶稣的榜样。
I think we should learn after Jesus' example.
在我们的日常生活里面表现出那些无限的恩典。
And in our daily living, that we should show that limitless grace. Let us use a little time to meditate on today's message.
在我们的生活里面，是否有表现出那个无限的恩典？
Did we show limitless grace in our lives?
让我们学习耶稣的榜样。
Let us follow Jesus' example.
他是我们至高的榜样。
He is our utmost example.
当你不晓得怎么做的时候，
When you don't know what to do,
请你看耶稣。
Look to Jesus.
因为他是我们的榜样。
Because he is our example.
恩典从他来。
Grace comes from him.
他的恩典是丰盛的。
His grace is bountiful.
无限的。
Limitless.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
坚固我们的信心。
Strengthen our faith.
赐给我们那个无限的恩典。
Give us limitless grace.
以恩典对待别人。
And help us to treat others with grace.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.